AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Milton is a Category 5 hurricane moving through the Gulf of Mexico with landfall expected Wednesday in Florida. Huge storm surge is expected, as well as lots of wind and lots of rain. This woman in Clearwater, Florida, is still recovering from Hurricane Helene.
Our house was under 4 to 5 feet of water. We lost all our cars, all our furniture. The first floor was completely destroyed, needs repairs, the pool, the dock, all of that stuff. I'm still really scared and have nightmares from the last storm.
One hurricane researcher is marveling over the development of another powerful storm. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Very, very unusual, strange hurricane season.
Colorado State's Phil Klotzbach calls it screwy, historic.
This is a year that when students come in 30, 40 years from now and are looking at hurricane seasons, they're going to be like, what the heck happened?
What happened was a busy early season, and then
a complete dead peak of the season.
And now,
first three hurricanes simultaneously in October we've ever observed on record.
Milton is all but guaranteed to make landfall along the Gulf Coast. That would be the fifth one this year, tied for second all time.
1886 had six.
And hurricane season doesn't end until November 30th.
Who knows what's coming down after this?
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israel is holding somber ceremonies to mark a year since the deadliest attack in the country's history, the Hamas-led attack. A judge is giving preliminary approval to a $2.7 billion legal settlement that would transform college sports by allowing schools to pay players. The Georgia Supreme Court halted a ruling striking down the state's near ban on abortion while the state appeals. A federal judge says the Federal Trade Commission can proceed with a landmark antitrust lawsuit against Amazon. Amazon is accused of abusing its position in the marketplace to inflate prices, overcharge sellers, and stifle competition. This is AP News. An appeal of R. Kelly's convictions will not be heard by the nation's highest court. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
The Supreme Court has declined to hear R. Kelly's appeal on his 2022 child sex convictions in Chicago. Kelly's lawyers had argued that a shorter statute of limitations should have been applied to offenses that dated back to the 1990s. Lower courts had rejected Kelly's arguments. The justices did not give their reasoning for why they will not hear the case, which is typical. Kelly is serving 20 years in prison on those convictions. He is also in the appeals process for a separate 30-year sentence for federal racketeering and sex trafficking convictions in New York. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
The Supreme Court rejected an appeal from Martin Shkreli, who was once dubbed Pharma Bro after jacking up prices of a life-saving drug, Daraprim. Shkreli appealed an order to return more than $64 million in profits. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.